We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm really glad that you're here with us for this, the third hour of Travelers 411 and for Travel with Stephanie Abrams, because we're going to have this interview in both shows because I think it's important enough for everybody to know about it. And if you missed any part of today's show, you've really missed a lot. So go to sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, where you'll see the guest list for the last 2.5 to 3 months featured on the homepage. Anything old, it's also already will be archived. So if you look in the right-hand column of sabrams.com, you're going to see a dark blue box with a header on air quick links. Under Travel with Stephanie Abrams, under Travelers 411, you'll see a place to click for podcasts. You'll see a place to click for archived audio. In the navigation bar, just to the right of YouTube channel Travel TV, which if you click on Travel TV, will take you over to our YouTube site where we're archiving shows that have broadcast on Biz TV, also on Apple TV and Roku, my travel show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. But just to the right of that, you're going to see a search box. So if there's a subject, a destination, a brand name, an event, something in travel we've talked about at some point, and we're now in our 17th year, for goodness sake, there's plenty there. Go in, put what you're looking for, and you're going to come up with not only links to photos and our forums and our directories that we create for every guest, but you're also going to find the links to the archived audio, the podcasts. And the podcasts are available for 52 weeks. So we figure if you don't download it and take us with you within 52 weeks, you've still got the archived audio that you can listen to forever. So I want to take you this hour to talk with someone who is really an expert in the subject of books. Books in general, and I'm sure specific books as well. But there is such synergy between the traveler and a book. I mean, the one thing I see at airports, in airplanes, at hotels and resorts, in dining rooms of hotels and resorts, when people generally, if they're traveling alone, they have a companion with them. And it's either a book they're holding in their hand or an ebook. And while traveling with ebooks can be more convenient if you're an avid reader because of what you can load up into one small lightweight thing that you can put in your carry-on. And I have to tell you, my husband, when he travels, which is whenever I travel, and when he used to travel a lot himself, you know what his rollerboard was filled with besides his razor and his toiletries and any medication he might have been on at the time? The whole thing was filled with books, because he'll read a book a day, and he's such a fast reader. He's frightening, by the way. He'll pick up this big, fat, you know, kind of Robert Ludlum, a million-page book, and he'll plow through it in a day and a half or two. I mean, it's like, and then he'll look at me and say, I'm so sorry that book wasn't longer, which I find hilarious. But when we would travel, he'd travel with, if we're going away for a couple of weeks, he'd travel with at least a dozen books, often leaving them at the hotel for other guests to pick up. And more hotels that I visit have a kind of, you know, leave your book here shelf or book cabinet. And so guests, when they're finished reading a book, rather than continuing to drag it around with them, will leave a book there and you can help yourself to a book. And if you don't finish it by the time you leave, you take it with you. It's just a really interesting kind of exchange program that drives authors crazy, by the way. And I'm sure sellers of books insane. But I I've written Rumors that so many of you have read, and thank you for that. But it drives me mad when somebody says, oh, I bought your book and I loved it. I gave it to my sister and she gave it to my cousin and that one gave it to her niece. And it's like, tell them to buy their own book. Anyway, if I ever meet you, how am I going to sign it if it belonged to somebody else and it's now been passed along? So it seemed to me we should be talking, especially at this time of year, when so many people are taking holidays. And what goes better together than a trip and a book? We should be talking to somebody who's really in the know. And I was very lucky to be introduced to a fellow in Florida through a very nice lady in Berkshire County, where we broadcast from the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts nationally. And she said to me, you need to know Mitchell Kaplan. He is books and books. And runs a very successful book fair, the Books and Books Fair in Florida. And you need to know about that. And your audience needs to know about that. And you know what? She was absolutely right. And I am delighted that we have waiting to talk with us Mitchell Kaplan from Books and Books, who we'll talk with right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. John Williams' Film Night has been long established as one of the Tanglewood's, summer home of the BSO's, most consistently captivating evenings. Join Mr. Williams as he presents this year's celebration of the music of Hollywood and beyond, featuring the Boston Pops and BSO music director Andres Nelsons. Saturday, August 11th, 8 p.m. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or tanglewood.org.
On the line with me in Florida is Mitchell Kaplan from Books and Books. Thank you for making time for us today. I am delighted to be speaking with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on the air with you as well. Thank you for that very, very kind introduction.
Well, you know, the one thing that just you can't move away from is the word. And regardless of what you're interested in, there's something that's perfect to fit your interest. And knowing that you have a thriving business, especially Florida is a touristic destination. We have lots of people now who are listening in the northern tier of the U.S. who spend their winters in Florida. And, you know, a bookstore can be a destination. And I understand that Books and Books of Florida is that kind of place. So maybe you can give us some insights into, first of all, where are your locations and what makes your bookstore special?
Oh, well, that's a great question. And I never get tired of talking about Books and Books. We started the very first Books and Books. I did it in 1982.
Oh, wow.
So this is our 36th year of being in business.
That's fantastic.
And our first location is where I'm calling you from right now, which is in Coral Gables, Florida. For those of you who don't know Miami, when you think of Miami, it's really made up of like 28 different cities, somewhat like Los Angeles. So Coral Gables is one of those cities that's very contiguous with Miami and Miami Beach and all those sorts of things.
And a very historic, it's a very historic area.
It is, and it's the home to the University of Miami. Everything is built in Mediterranean style. So our bookshop now is in a beautiful historic building that has 24 feet, and it's all wood, and it's built around a courtyard. And in the courtyard, we also have a cafe. We serve beer and wine, and we have part of the cafe inside, part of the cafe outside as well. This is, I guess, our flagship location in Coral Gables.
What's the name of that wonderful hotel that's very Spanish architecture? Starts with a B.
Biltmore.
The Biltmore.
Couldn't
drag the name out of my head. The owner is Doc.
Right.
Do you know him, the owner of that hotel, the Biltmore?
The owner is who? I'm sorry?
I can't remember his name. I think it's something like Greg Preston or something. I've got to look it up. I haven't talked to him in years.
No.
Nicest guy you ever want to meet.
He's one of the owners.
Gene Prescott. Gene Prescott. Well, I was close. I haven't talked to him probably in 10 years.
Yeah,
but,
he's a lovely man.
In fact, you can go to sabrams.com and put in the Biltmore Coral Gables, and you'll find the interview archive there. And you can. And what a great guy, and what an amazing place. And that whole region, again, for people who are travelers to southeastern Florida, Coral Gables is a place that also is filled with reasons for you to want to stop and visit. Not the least of which is you'll find Books and Books First Shop, a great place to stop and pick up the literature you need for all that downtime at the beach, around the pool. You know, when you've finished a day of shopping and playing, maybe been out golfing, and you just want to relax a bit and pick up a good book, well, Books and Books, a place to stop. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. More to come, talking about books and Florida.
Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Came home so late one evening last July. Played a little poker, the time had passed me.
Tanglewood, summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, celebrates the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth with a season of great music. On August 10th, the BSO pays tribute to Maestro Bernstein's televised Young People's Concerts with a very special hour-long family concert. Following in the great tradition of her father, Jamie Bernstein will be the evening's host. Bring your children to Tanglewood Friday, August 10th. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945. If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're the team behind the Women's Travel Club, found now at the Women's Travel Group. We're a leading tour operator for women's tours in North America, and we were started in 1992. We offer unusual and inclusive itineraries for women coming solo or with friends. We have strong financial backing with our partners, Cedar World Tours, an active member of USTOA. We hire speakers, visit unspoiled areas, stay in fine hotels, and arrange room shares for women who wish. We will not be treated as a group within a larger group. We are not a singles club. We are married and single women who love to travel. Phyllis Stoller, who founded the Women's Travel Group, is at our helm. She's also received many honors and awards, including Top in Women's Travel from Travel and Leisure. We hope you join us. We can be found at www.thewomenstravelgroup.com. Our blog is under the Women's Travel Group as well. And Facebook, Tours for Women.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%.
I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was 10 pages, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Mitchell Kaplan. Chances are, if you are somebody who spends a lot of time in the southern part of Florida, you probably know about Books and Books. I'm lucky to have been introduced by a very fine lady in the Berkshires who spends a good deal of time in the Miami area a good portion of the year. And she said, you know, you really need to know Mitchell Kaplan. And I was interested enough to get him on the line so you can know, too, because this is fascinating stuff. How big is your first bookstore, Books and Books in Coral Gables, in terms of square footage?
The flagship store that we have here where I'm sitting is about 9,000 square feet.
Oh, my word. That's huge.
And, well, it's not as big. You know, these big chain stores are now 30,000 square feet. But it's very unusual. It's built like, you can go to our website, booksandbookscots.com, and you'll see... You will see pictures of the store and all of that on it. You'll see pictures, what it looks like. It's all floor-to-ceiling bookshelves. Very beautiful. It's like a library you would always want to have if you could afford to build a library like this. We specialize in books on the arts, art, design, architecture, photography. But we also have books that you would want to read, bestsellers, as well as fiction and poetry and biography. They have a really killer kids section. Parents come and bring their kids. But the hallmark of our store really is the fact that we're a meeting place. We're in the tradition of those great good places that are around the world, whether they're cafes or bars or bookstores, where that third place where you go after work and after home, where you just got to hang out. And we present over 500 authors per year at the bookstore. And some nights we have music as well as the author in our courtyard. Every Friday and Saturday nights we have music. And there's a marvelous independent art cinema across the street. So we'll have lectures based on the films that are being played there.
Oh, that's cool. That
so
is very cool.
It's a real, very nice cultural center where we are in the heart of downtown Coral Gables. And then our other stores, we just opened a store in an area of Miami called Coconut Grove. It was the first kind of avant-garde. If you think Greenwich Village. It's Miami's version of Greenwich Village, or was. And it's just now coming back. And we've opened a bookstore there next to a marvelous little cafe. And we have another store on Lincoln Road in South Beach.
Where on Lincoln Road?
Restaurant.
Lincoln and what?
Lincoln and Michigan, between Jefferson and Michigan.
Oh my God!
Our bookshop.
Do you know I lived at 16th and Jefferson when I was little?
Well, I grew up on Miami Beach. My mother lived on 8th and Jefferson in 1936.
Oh wow! There were beautiful houses down there. There were very Spanish kind of houses, you know, with beautiful Spanish tile and mosaic tile.
What it's known as is it's the only historic Art Deco district in the country. So it's filled with Art Deco buildings that have been protected. And in fact, our bookstore is in what's called the Sterling Building, this marvelous Art Deco building right on Lincoln Road.
Where'd you go to? You have to talk into your phone better because you're getting a little fuzzy.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Where did you go to elementary school?
I went to Central Beach Elementary School.
Where was that?
It was on probably about 11th, 12th Street and Washington Avenue.
Okay. I went to that school.
That was the one that was a
block away from there. If you went out the front of the school, which had like Spanish kind of archways, it was white stucco.
Of course.
Okay.
That's it.
You went out the front, you made a left turn,
But I'm much older than you, so you had to have been there.
Honey, I'm older than dust. I just don't act like it or look like it. But anyway, you walk out the front door, you make a left turn, and there's the big Miami Beach post office.
Beautiful Art Deco post office.
Yeah, gorgeous place.
Beautiful,
and across the street was a movie theater.
A couple
blocks away. And there used to be a big department store there, long since gone. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And I'm very happy we got to the intersection of the Washington Avenue Elementary School that I went to. You and I, we've got some fabric woven together there. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book, it's
a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got the letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call. And let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480, 800-519-4480, 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief. Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, I always say it's just too bad that you're not here with us when we're in the commercial breaks, because the stuff we talk about, you need to know about. Mitchell Kaplan's on the line with me. He is the founder, owner of Books and Books in Miami, Florida area. And there's more than one location. I now know about two. One is the original flagship location in Coral Gables. And the other is in Coconut Grove, the newest. And we got to talking about the fact that we both went to the same elementary school in Miami Beach. And one day we got to get together soon, my friend, and just compare a whole lot of notes.
Would love to do that.
Yeah, and I lived at 16th and Jefferson in those garden apartments. We were waiting for our house. They were building houses on Biscayne Isle, and we had money on a house waiting for it to be built, and then life got in the way, and none of that happened. So in any event, otherwise I probably would have grown up my whole life in the Miami Beach area, which isn't a bad thing to do, by the way, people.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So are there more than two stores besides Coconut Grove and Coral Gables?
We have eight locations.
Oh,
we
you have, rock.
We have a location in the Bell Harbor Shop.
Oh, what a gorgeous area.
Gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh.
Area.
People, and you want to shop? Head for Bell Harbor Shops.
Yeah, it's a beautiful,
seriously
beautiful
wonderful place. Hang on a second. What movie did I just see? Where the woman and her daughter or two friends or whatever sit down at one of those little cafes with all the trees inside the Bal Harbour Shopping Center. And I gave my husband a nudge in the movie theater and said, Bal Harbour.
Oh, really? I don't know.
I need to write them down because I forget. My listeners know. When you saw a shopping center, and I want to say it might have been, if it wasn't Goldie Hawn, it was a Goldie Hawn-like character person.
I have to keep
my eyes out for when I see the rerun. I'll write it down and let you know. But yeah, great stores there. So is that store? But the stores are all chrome and glass, modern kind of places. Did you make it look more traditional, or did you go with the flow?
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is each one of our stores looks very different. So even though they're all called Books and Books, you can feel like you're shopping in a different store whenever you go to a different one. So if you're a book lover, you need to go to all of our stores. They all are different. We also have a store.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you haven't already done it, you know, there's all kinds of groupies, you know, people that collect this and that. So why don't you give people a really good reason to make sure they visit all eight stores and have them give them some little pin? You know, I visited Books and Books Bal Harbour. I visited Books and Books Coconut Grove. When they get all eight of them, I don't know, give them a hug, a kiss, a voucher toward something. I don't do something. Reward them. Because, you know, I know people that they go to Hard Rock Cafes just so they can get another pin.
That's very nice. That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, I'm full of them. I've actually won a bunch of marketing awards. Go read my bio. But in any event, forgive me, though. I have to stick my nose in everybody's business. It's just part of my charm.
No, that's fine. We also have a bookstore in what's the Performing Arts Center here in Miami, and we have a bookstore there with a full restaurant called the Cafe at Books and Books.
Where is the Performing Arts Center?
It's right on 13th and Biscayne Boulevard. It's right in the heart of downtown Miami.
Okay, so it's where the Seagull Hotel used to be.
No, that's Miami. That's Miami Beach. This is in Miami.
Oh, okay.
So this is where we're actually in an historic building. It's a 1930s Sears building that we're in.
Wow.
We're in the Sears Tower, which they incorporated into the Performing Arts Center. It's called the Adrian Arsch Performing Arts Center, and it's the place where the New World Symphony plays. And,
oh, wow.
All kinds of marvelous things go on there, and we have a cafe and bar with books in the Sears Tower there. And then we also have one in an area of Miami, which is a little bit, it's on your way to Key West. It's called Sunnyland, or Pinecrest, as it's known here in Miami. And we have a store there. And then we also have a store in the Miami International Airport. We have one on Terminal D. So when you come to visit Miami from New York or wherever, and you're on American Airlines, see our store there. And then we have two partner stores. One is in Key West. We have a store in Key West, and our partner in Key West is Judy Blume.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
She's our partner in the store, she and her husband George, at the studios of Key West. It's an artist enclave. They're our partners there. And then, believe it or not, we have an offshore store in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, no kidding.
And it's
where?
Not from, it's in a place called Camana Bay, which is just north of downtown, plus from 7 Mile Beach.
Oh, okay.
And if you haven't been there recently, you should go, because they've really begun to develop kind of a remarkable new downtown, you might say. So we're there, and they have
there's some great hotels there, too.
They have a Kimpton Hotel. And
yeah, and there's a Ritz-Carlton. There's a Ritz-Carlton that my very good friend. The next time you're in,
well, the people from Camana Bay just purchased the Ritz-Carlton.
When did that happen?
That happened probably within the last 5 months, 6 months.
Oh, so I have to call Mark Langevin. Do you know Mark?
Next, which Mark?
Mark Langevin. It means angel wine. Lange like the angel. And Van, like wine. Mark Langevin, fabulous guy. Fabulous, fabulous, wonderful guy. You will love him.
But if you are if you're a diver, or you're like paddleboarding, the beaches of the Cayman Islands are just gorgeous.
Well,
and
wasn't
we
it there? It was
a fantastic bookstore there that really has become a kind of focal point for everybody living there.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier that you had books about you know, art and cultural things and architecture. And you know, those are part of the reason that many people travel. You know, they want to go to cities and places that have, you know, amazing landscapes, seascapes, and man-made things that are, you know, attractions that are worthy of seeing, some of which are just like going to Malta, for instance, where all you have to do is walk down a street. You don't have to do more, you know, and it is just a delight to all of your senses. But if you thought in terms of, you know, I was just thinking about the Balmoral movie and whatever, but the movie where the scene takes place in the little cafe area in the middle where all those tall trees and plants are.
Sure, sure.
But if you think in terms of, you said Cayman Islands, and I think of, besides thinking of the Ritz-Carlton and Mark Langevin, who I now have to call, thank you for that information on the sale, and see if they're moving him somewhere else and somebody else is coming in, or if they're smart enough to keep him there because he's wonderful. I'm pretty sure it was the Hyatt Hotel in Grand Cayman where you have the seduction scene in the film The Firm. So wouldn't it be interesting to take a bunch of books that when it was made into a film, there's some relationship with some destination? Because, remember that scene
that
in The Firm where Tom Cruise is seduced by somebody and so they can get, you know, photographs of him to blackmail him into doing the firm's deeds?
Right, right, right. I don't know where he is, but the Hyatt is no longer there. The Hyatt got beaten up in the hurricane.
Yeah, a lot of things did.
And so the Hyatt is no longer there.
Good that the bank vaults were all underground.
Miami is very much connected with a lot of films, like North by Northwest. I don't know if there's a wonderful film called Hole in Your Head.
Oh, my gosh. I stayed in that hotel.
Whoops, There Goes Another Rubber Tree.
Yeah, wasn't that the Colony? It's an Ocean Drive.
It was one of the hotels.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra was a hotel owner.
Yeah, and Jennifer Jones was in it.
He was under a lot of he was under a lot of pressure. But that's a marvelous film. And then, of course, you know, more recently you have things like Scarface was done here, as well as TV programs, of course, like Miami Vice and others. So Miami has become a place where there's lots of films happening, and you can pick out a lot of locations. We actually had an episode of Miami Vice filmed in one of our bookstores. Really a lot of fun. So, you know, the world of, I like that idea, the world of film and travel and books, it all comes together.
It all comes together. I mean, one of the such
things, here's one for you. One of the things I've done, and I don't know that you know this, but I created a film production company, and we have a movie that's coming out on Netflix very shortly about the Isle of Guernsey. It's called the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. It was a novel. It was a novel that sold about 8 million copies, and most of it takes place on the Isle of Guernsey in the Channel Islands right after World War II. And the people on the Isle of Guernsey, the Guernsey travel guide folks, are really excited about this film because they expect to generate lots of travel to the Isle of Guernsey from it.
Wow. Talking with Mitchell Kaplan about books and books in Florida.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow." You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Summer is over. The kids are back in school. Now is the time to start thinking about your winter vacation. Whether you ski, snowboard, or just like to enjoy pristine mountain air, Breckenridge, Colorado has it all. And the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 is Breckenridge's finest resort. Located only steps away from the ski lifts, the Grand Lodge features luxury accommodations that are great for those who want to be on the mountain, plus indoor-outdoor aquatics area, on-site day spa, and a family game room are just a few things that make the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 so special and a fantastic family resort. To plan your Rocky Mountain winter vacation this season, please visit GrandLodgeOnPeak7.com. Save 10% or more by booking early, and be sure to ask about specials on lift tickets. Grand Lodge on Peak7.com. Experience Breckenridge's finest resort.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or health care providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532.
It's wonderful, good luck, my baby, it's wonderful, I'd dream of you. Chips, chips, da ti do di do chi boom chi boom boom, da ti do di do chi boom chi boom boom, da ti do di do.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Mitchell Kaplan. He is a founder, owner, chief cook, and bottle washer of the 8 locations of Books and Books. Books and, A-N-D, Books. And it's Books.
Well, it's actually Books ampersand.
Well, now, when you do it as a website, is it A-N-D?
No, you have to do A-N-D on the website.
Right. So that's how I want people to remember, because I know that's where they're running to.
Right.
So it's Books, right. A-N-D, Books.com, and you can go check out the 8 locations. Pretty much anywhere you are in Southeast Florida, you're going to be able to find, in the greater Miami and reaching all the way down to Key West and the Cayman Islands. How cool is that? You'll be able to find one of their bookshops. This is grand. How did you feel about the film? What was the film? You've Got Mail? The story of the...
That's ancient history already.
Yeah, but you know how many times I've watched
independent,
it?
Independent bookstores are coming back while the chains are in trouble now.
Isn't that the truth? And the reason is experience. There is a certain experience that you have when you meander around a bookstore. There is this sense of serenity and contentment and awe that is associated with wandering around the shelves of a bookstore. And when you have a bookstore where the people there actually know what's on the shelves and they're not just there to keep them stocked, it's a whole different thing. And when you go often to a very big box kind of a store that has very little personality, you don't feel the same bond or connection that you do to that local bookseller who, when you enter, it's like, you know, it's like a fairy tale experience almost. So,
well, you know, we like diversity, and having diversity in bookstores is a beautiful thing. If you're a book lover, you love to go into those spaces that are so different, and the sense of discovery is there, and to find something that you didn't know you had. It's an experience you cannot get online.
No, ain't that the truth? So let's talk a little bit about the book fair that is coming up in November that Books and Books has instituted.
Let me just tell you a little bit about it. It's not something that's just Books and Books. It's called the Miami Book Fair, and it's at Miami-Dade College, which is the largest college almost in the country, with 11 different campuses and over 150,000 students. And it's what used to be called a community college. And the Miami Book Fair takes place there. And it was founded about 35 years ago. This will be our 35th book fair. And it was founded by myself and a few other people, including the president of the college, a man named Dr. Eduardo Padron. And the book fair is this, it's a kind of smorgasbord feast of everything literary. Over the course of time, we've had just about any author you might mention has come to the Miami Book Fair. Everyone from Isaac Singer, if you remember that name, to Joseph Heller, to Saul Bellow, to Alice Walker, to, just about everybody has been to the Miami Book Fair. And so the main, it's November 11th through the 18th. The major weekend is the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And it's a fabulous, fabulous event. And we get tourists from all over the world come each and every year because you get to be so close to the author. It's very low-tech. You can ask questions. There are book signings after they speak, and then we have a whole area of book tents where people come and browse their book tents, and you can buy books, find old books, get new books. It's just something that now has taken on in a lot of communities now do book fairs, and many of them started with the Miami Book Fair being their role model. So we're very proud of it. It's something that I think has brought the entire community back together. And
Mitchell, you are quite the entrepreneur. Bravo to you.
No.
And let me ask you a quick question.
My philosophy is such that I always ask, you know, when someone proposes something, I say, why not? That's my philosophy.
Yeah, well, there was a guy out in Naples, who for years was the general manager of the Naples Grand Hotel. His name was Hunter Hansen. And every one of his emails, after his name and his, you know, contact information, said, the answer is yes. Now, what's the question? That's the kind of people I love to do business with. Will you stay on the line with me so I can ask you a couple of questions? Meantime, we have to say goodbye. We've run out of time. Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.